到许多认识的朋友们。
And I can recognize many familiar faces.
我代表我爸爸跟妈妈在 San Francisco 那边向你们问安。
On behalf of my father and my mother in San Francisco, I bring you greetings from them.
他是现在已经83岁，虽然走路不太方便，但是他脑子蛮清楚。
Although he's 83 years old and he's not well in walking, but he's very alert.
而且也谢谢各位在使者的工作上支持这么多年来。
I also want to thank you for your support for the Ambassador for Christ.
使者的开始是由蔡协会跟蔡太太开始，跟我爸爸。
Mr. Ted Choi and also Leona, they first started this work of the Ambassador for Christ.
而且这个教会也是他们开始。
They also founded this church.
所以使者跟这个教会的生命一直是有关系的。
So Ambassador for Christ and the Chinese Christian Church here is all with great relationship.
感谢神，我们现在有50个位同工，而且在16个学校的校园工作。
We have now 50 some workers in our head office, and also we are working in about 16 universities.
是那个义务同工跟那个不是在 headquarters， 就是在不同的地方啊。
Even among the campuses, we have a volunteer and also full-time staff.
感谢神，神使用使者。
We thank the Lord for using AFC.
今天是你们50周年。
So,
这是我们的啊。
So today is your 50th anniversary. Also,
我回来的时候，这个像我的家，属灵的家。
So when I come back here, this is my spiritual home.
因为我在63年的时候就开始在这个教会。
Because I was here in 1963.
在16街那个地方。
On the location on 16th Street.
我们住在第二楼。
We live on the second floor.
教会是开始从一楼。
So the church was on the first floor.
我是要每个礼拜六就开始预备教会，就是要把椅子弄干净。
So the day before church, I have to set up the chairs and clean the place.
后来教会一直增长，到后来我们就到 basement 去聚会。
So when we grow and grow, and we just went to the basement to have worship.
感谢神，现在神使用你们教会增长。
We praise the Lord that God is using this church and you are keep growing.
我的祷告就是神，他的圣灵厚厚的降在你们当中，使你们做更为他的荣耀。为他的国度做更大的事。
We pray that God will use you for His kingdom and for His glory, and greatly use you.
我在19年前，我在使者工作，那个时候我有一个梦想，就是要用中文讲道。
19 years ago, when I was working with AFC, and I have a dream, I want to preach in Chinese.
因为呢，我是3岁到美国，我是思想是美国化，但是我的那个样子是中国人。
I look like a Chinese, but I came to this country when I was 3 years old, so I actually think like an American.
所以呢，我不动也不西。
So, I
not west, not east.
I'm not
westernized or easterner.
Right.
但是呢，我也不知道我什么东西。
I don't know what I am.
所以呢，我是很想有机会来学习中文。
So I really want to learn Chinese.
那时候我们有那个 sabbatical study, 那我在到台湾去那边学汉语。
So I took a sabbatical to go to Taiwan and learn Chinese.
那个3年前，我在北京，我们一家三口在北京那边学汉语，而且呢，也在那边看到神在那边在学生的工作上。
So a year ago, my family, that's 3 years ago, my family and of three, that's with my daughter, we all went to Beijing and we saw how God is working among the students.
在那个炎热的夏天。我在北京的时候，我最喜欢喝的就是那个冰凉好味解渴的可口可乐。
So when I was in Beijing, I like to have a nice, cool, refreshing Coca-Cola in a hot day.
你知道吗？70年前，那个 Robert Woodruff 那个先生， 他有一个梦想，就是要全世界的人可以尝试到他的可口可乐。
70 years ago, Robert Woodruff, he has a dream. He wants everyone in this world to taste Coca-Cola.
他的野心是，他的雄心是非常大，但他告诉他的底下的人，他们说你的思想是非常好，但是不实际，怎么每个人在这个世界上可以尝试到可口可乐。
So when he shared this dream with his co-workers, and they say that you have a good dream, but it's very impractical. How can everyone in the world taste Coca-Cola?
但是70年以后，他的梦想就实现了。
But after 70 years, his dream really came true.
我不知道你们有没有想过，神可以借着他的荣耀，而且为他的国度来影响这个世界，而且做更大的事。
Do you know that God can impact the world through you, and you can do even greater things?
我相信神要使用这个教会在前面的道路做更大的事。
I believe God in the future can use this church to do even greater things.
我在17年的时候，有一句话神经常跟我讲，而且呢，我经常在我服侍这个多年里面，这个话经常鼓励我。
In the last 17 years, I always have this word in my head, and it really encouraged me.
主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you.
信我的人，我所做的，你们也要做。
Those who believe in me, what I do, you will also do.
而且要做比这更大的事。
And do even greater work.
当我要去到台湾，去到国内的时候，我非常的惧怕。
When I went to Taiwan and also mainland China, I was kind of fearful.
当我要接承担使者的责任，我是非常害怕。
When I have to take up the executive director of AFC, I was very fearful.
但是主耶稣的话在约翰福音第四十章一直提醒我，你们心里不要忧愁，信上帝也要信我，你们要继续做，而且要做的比这更大的事。
But what Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled.Nor let you be afraid. You believe in me and you believe in my Father. What I do, you will also do, and even greater.
主耶稣，他时间不多，但圣经说，夜节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
So Jesus said,It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time that he had come to, for him to leave the world and go to the Father. And having loved his own, he loved who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
我会念很多的经节，我可以这样子，我那个中文的话我就念，但英文就不念，好吧？你们英文的话就看，这样的话可以省时间。
So I will read the scripture in Chinese, and please read it in English if you need to look at the English, so we'll save some time.
但后来呢，在第十二节到第十二节说，我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
So the same is in chapter 14.
因为我已往父那里去。后来呢，这个说我。你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因儿子的荣耀你们若奉我的名求什么我就必成就你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令耶稣有很重要的话对他的门徒讲
Jesus has something important to say to his disciples
重要的话是什么呢
What's so important?
重要的话是主耶稣要他的门徒来承担他的大使命。
He wanted them to carry out his great commandment.
主耶稣有很重要的话是要他们 接受主的大命令，就是要你们要尽心尽力爱神。
That is, they want to obey the greatest commandment, to love your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your might.
而且呢，你们要爱人如己。
And you love your neighbor as yourself.
当我们说爱人如己，就是那个是大使命。
That is the greatest commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself.
而且是大使命，是要万古天下使万民做我的门徒。
The greatest commission is also to make men, all men of God's disciples.
但是呢，你们要知道，当主耶稣跟他们讲这些话的时候，他的门徒的心里的光景是非常的忧愁。
But you know, the disciples, when Jesus said to them these things, they were greatly troubled.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为呢，耶稣在讲，你们有当中有一个人要骗卖我。
Jesus said, one person among you is going to betray me.
还有彼得，你会三次不承认我。
And Peter, you will deny me three times.
而且耶稣也说，我要如果一粒麦子不在地里死，仍然是一粒。若他死的话，会结很多的果子。耶稣是在讲他的在到十字架上。
Jesus talked about the fact that he's going to the cross because he said, if a kernel of wheat is not dropped into the earth and die, he will not bring forth many, many harvests.
所以呢，他们非常的软弱，非常的非常的忧虑，而且他们感觉到耶稣就要离开他们，撇下像孤儿一样。
So the disciples were greatly troubled, afraid, and feeling abandoned by Jesus as an orphan.
他们让过去的失败来限制神在他们身上所要做的工作。
They limited what God can do because of their past failure, their experience.
他是像这样子的基督徒，是让他限制神在他们身上所要做的工作。
That is, a defeated Christian is limiting what God can do in their life.
你们记得吗？彼得差事要在海上走路，差一点被淹死。
So Peter almost drowned trying to walk on water.
腓力看到这么多人，他觉得这么少的钱根本不能给他们供应给他们吃。
So for Philip, he thought, just so little money, how can I buy food for thousands?
安德烈当他跟别的门徒看到一个小孩子被鬼附的时候，他们不能赶鬼的时候，他们心里非常的软弱。
And for Andrew, he was very weak because he saw this demon-possessed boy and they cannot cast out the demon.
所以呢，主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，信我的人，我所做的事，你们也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
But Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing and he will do it even greater.
主耶稣要肯定的告诉他们，坚定他们的信心，让他们对自己对将来有信心。
So Jesus wanted them to really have faith in the future.
我们怎么样子可以我们怎么样子可以承受到主给他门徒给你给我的挑战呢？
So how can we accept this challenge from Jesus?
我们怎么样子可以做更大的事呢？
How can we do even greater things?
我们要看到有两件事。
There are two things.
一件是神要做的。
One thing is that God can do.
一件是要你跟我做的。
The other is that you do.
一个是神要做的，是要靠着复活的主，而且大能的圣灵在我们身上做他要做的工作。
God can do his work through the living Christ and the Holy Spirit.
首先我们看到复活的主。
So let's look at the living Christ.
在第十四章第十九节说，
In verse 14:19,
还有不多时候，世人不再见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Because I live, you will also live.
我爸爸最喜欢唱的歌。
My father has a favorite song.
他经常唱这个歌。
He always sings it.
是因他活着。
Because he lived.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
Because he lived, I can face tomorrow.
因他活着，我不再惧怕。
Because he lived, all fear is gone.
我深知道，谁掌握明天。
Because I know who holds the future.
生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
Life is worth the living just because he lives.
我很高兴今天 Anita 在我旁边。Anita, can you just have a... 因他活着，我能面对明天。因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道，谁掌握明天，生命就算是希望。只因他活着。啊，感谢神。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
可惜时间不多。
Too bad there's not enough time.
耶稣说，在第一节，你们信上帝也信我，我往父那里去。若不，我预备地方给你，我要预备地方，我要再回来。
Jesus said, "I'm going to the Father, and I'm preparing room for you." And I will come back to get you to go over there.
弟兄姐妹，我们做基督徒是非常的 comforted. 中文是什么？
得到安慰。
得到安慰，是因为呢，主耶稣预备一个地方给我们，我们将来在那边。
We Christians are so comforted because Jesus is preparing a place for us.
我们怎么可以面对主给我们的挑战呢？
How can we face this challenge?
因为我们是有复活的主。
Because we have the living Christ.
我们再看。
Let's continue to see.
是的，因为他是复活，让我们可以面对明天，而且呢，我们可以为着主的缘故做更大的事。
Yes, we can face tomorrow, and you can do greater work for His kingdom.
第二呢，我们要借着圣灵，借着圣灵的大能。
Through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit.
在第十四章第十七节说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我要你们注意的是什么呢？
What I want you to notice.
另外一位这个字。
He will give you another counselor.
在原文那个另外一位。
In the original, the another counselor.
是有两个意思，可能有两个可以用两个字。
It's two meanings or explaining two words.
Either is allos or heteros.
One is allos or heteros.
你看那个 allos 是表示是同样的意思。
Allos means the same.
Heteros 虽然是 the same kind, but it's different, 就是不同的。
Although it's the same, but it's different.
比如说啊，我告诉你看，这个苹果。
Just like an apple.
这个苹果是 red delicious apple.
So it's 很好吃的苹果。
那这个呢，如果我说 Allos 的，这一些都是 Allos， 都是同样的 red delicious.
So all of these are the same. Red delicious.
那我这个呢，很多不同的 apples.
But there are all different kinds of apples.
这个是叫做 heteros.
So this is called the heteros.
那主耶稣当他讲，我把圣灵另外一个圣交给你们，他是讲到是 red delicious 一样的。
So when he's saying, I give you the spirit, and that is the same like the delicious apple.
表示主耶稣跟圣灵是一样的。
So Jesus and the Holy Spirit is the same.
所以呢，主耶稣告诉门徒们，圣灵跟我是一样，虽然我不在你们当中，但是圣灵会继续跟你们当中，而且不跟你们一起走，而且在你们里面。
So Jesus saying, when I'm gone, the Holy Spirit will come, and he's the same like me, but he will live in you.
他是保惠师。
He's the comforter and
他是我们的导师或是的辅导。
He's our counselor.
他是我们的老师。
He's our teacher.
他会带领我们的。
He will lead us.
我不知道你们有没有这样的信念，我经常为这样祷告。
I don't know if you have this experience, but I often pray for this.
主啊，我有很难题。
Lord, I have trouble.
我有很难的解决的问题。
I have problems that I cannot solve.
你是我的辅导。
You are my counselor.
求你帮助我解决这个问题。
I pray that you help me to solve this problem.
主啊，我这个圣经不了解，你可以把你的话告诉我，让我，因为你是我的老师。
Lord, I don't understand about this passage of scripture, but you can teach me because you are my teacher.
因为你是真理的灵，圣灵。
You are the spirit of truth.
所以呢，主耶稣圣灵帮助我们，让我们可以达到神要我们做的事。
So the Holy Spirit and Jesus can help us to do what we should be doing.
我们为什么有把握可以做更大的事呢？因为圣灵在我们当中帮助我们做主耶稣要我们做的。
How can we be so sure that we can do this? It's because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us.
主耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也要信我，因为他复活的神，而且那圣灵的能力让我们可以做更大的事。
Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, because we have the living Christ and we have the Spirit living in us to help us to do what we should do.
我们怎么可能接受神的大使命呢？怎么可能接受神的挑战呢？
How can we accept this challenge?
我们要看我们自己要接受相信祷告爱跟的顺服。
That is through faith,prayer, love, and obedience.
其实每一个可以用一个钟头讲。
Actually, I can talk about each one in 1 hour.
但是我们的时间也不多。
We don't have time for that.
所以呢，我快快的讲。
So I will speak very fast.
你们慢慢的听。
So you listen slowly.
首先看到借助相信。
So through the transforming power of faith.
这里说在第十二节，我实实在在告诉你们。
He says, truly, truly, I say unto you.
原文是阿们，阿们。
And the original says, amen, amen.
只有在约翰福音你才看到这个阿们，阿们。
Only in the book of John you see this amen, amen.
当你看到这个阿们，阿们的时候，你要注意了。
You pay attention when you see this.
因为呢，主耶稣有很重要的话要跟他的门徒讲，但是呢，门徒会有很难接受他所要讲的话，所以他会说阿们阿们，让你注意到他要讲的话是很重要但是不容易相信的话。
So the disciples, they are really hardly can believe what Jesus is saying, but Jesus know their heart, so he say truly truly, so he want them to pay attention.
你记得尼哥底母当他讲你，我是在告诉你，一个人若不重生就不能进到天国。
So that's what he said to Nicodemus. He said, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
你记得尼哥底母的反应是什么？
You know what's the reaction of Nicodemus?
什么人这么老还要到母亲的怀抱？那个怎么可能呢？
How can a person like me, so old, to go back to my mom's womb and be born again?
所以呢，主耶稣说，我知道你不相信，所以我告诉你，我实实在在告诉你。
So Jesus, I know you can't believe this, so I say, truly, truly, I say unto you.
我在小的时候，我最喜欢听的是什么字？
When I was little, what I loved to hear.
我爸爸是，他是经常祷告，我们有家庭聚会，我们祷告。
So my father, he loves to pray, and we have a family worship.
所以呢，我们不能玩，祷告完了才可以玩。
So we cannot end a family worship unless everyone prayed.
我最喜欢听的是什么字呢？
What I like to say?
Amen.
Amen.
就可以出去玩了。
So I can go out and play.
但是 Amen 你要记得哈，是诚实的，真正的。
So Amen means truly, truly, and very honest.
主耶稣有很重要的话，他要他们相信主。
Jesus has very important things to say. He wants them to believe in him.
他是说，我是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，不能到父那里去。
He said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
还有呢，很重要的话，主耶稣在他在圣经上是说，神圣经记所记的，神为爱他所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。我们英文就不念了，好吧？好，谢谢。那还有呢？主耶稣，在圣经上说，为什么我们很多的基督徒在神的话上没有有生命的力量呢？因为圣经说，只有所听见的道与他们无无益，是吧？因为他们没有相信你所听见的道调和。所以当我们看到神的话而不相信的，没有调和，让我们的生命就没有长进。
So when we have the word of God and we do not combine it with faith, we will not have growth in our life.
圣经的意思相信是什么呢？
So what it means by the biblical faith?
圣经的意思相信是要把它你全然交托。
That is to entrust.
全然交托。
To entrust.
很有意思。在圣经，在约翰福音第二章第二十三节到二十四节，在这里很有意思。
In the book of John here, in this verse 24-25.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不把自己交托给他们，因为他知道人的心。这里交托。
Jesus, he did not entrust himself to the people.
交托跟相信是同样的原文的字。
So to entrust and also believe is the same word.
所以呢，相信不是头脑的，我只是说你所讲是对的，我所以相信，而不是这样，是要把你自己交托。
So not just saying that, oh, I agree with you, I believe what you said, but to commit yourself to him.
在1859年。
In 1859,
Randy 先生的从他是一个有名的高架钢，是不是走钢线的这个人。
So Mr. Blondin, he is a person who is famous for walking on the wires.
那他走过那个 Niagara Falls.
So he walked across the Niagara Falls.
从加拿大那边一直到美国这边。
So from the Canadian side going past, going over to the American side.
当他到美国这一边的时候，在美国的人给他鼓掌。
So when he went over to the American side, all the American people cheered him.
他说：“你们相信不相信？我这次回去的时候，再回去的不是只是我一个人，我会带一个人跟我回去。”
Do you believe this? When I walk back to the Canada side, I'm not going by myself. I'm going with one person.
他们说：“相信。”
I believe you can do that.
不但这样子，我要把这个人放在他我的肩膀上，我要抬他带他到加拿大一边。你们相信不相信？
Do you believe that I can carry this person on my shoulder and walk across to?
他们说相信。
Canadian side, they say yes, we believe.
I need a volunteer.
And they say I need someone to volunteer. 要有一个人自愿来跟着我。
没有人敢要 volunteer.
Nobody wanted to volunteer.
所以呢，他就要把他的 manager 把他抓来，把他。
So he brought his manager.
所以呢，当我们说相信的时候，我们要把我们全身、我们的将来、我们的痛苦、我们的一切的忧虑、我们一切的fear 惧怕，把它完完全全放在他手里。让他变成我们的主，变成我们的神。
So when you say you believe, you have to completely entrust yourself to him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers sisters，
我们的神是伟大的神。
Our God is a great God.
我们每个人只有一个过去。
We all have one past.
但是我们有无限的将来的。
We have many possible futures.
过去的已经过去了。
All that is past will be past.
你不能再改变。
You cannot change it.
但是前面的有很大的可能性。
But in the future, there are a lot of possibilities. Because our life is in God's hand.
我的 experience, 我用英文讲啊。We often overestimate what we can do in a year.
我们常常对我们在将来一年当中所能做的事情，我们太高的估计我们自己了。
But we often many times underestimate what we can do in a decade.
但是在十年当中我们能够做的，我们却低估了我们自己。
主耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你。
Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you.
信我的人，我所做的你们也要做。
Those who believe in me will do even great, will do the same thing that I do.
因为我到父那里去。
Because I'm going to the Father.
我的时间快到了，但是呢，我还是有三个 point， 所以呢，我要把它走得快一点。
I have three more points to go, so I'm going to speak fast.
所以呢，你们可以
It's okay.
那个祷告。
So you can pray.
祷告可以讲的很多。
We can talk a lot about prayer.
我就念一下啊。主耶稣说，如果你们求我，你们无论求我，你们无论求我的命，奉我的命，无论求什么，我就成就教父。那个我的命，不是我的
名，
我的名。这是要我的命
That is, if you pray anything in my name
中文
Not in my life
我每次用中文讲到我的中文就有进步了
I always improve when I preach in Chinese
是要我无论奉我的名
okay.
这个呢是什么意思
Pray in my name What does that mean?
是关系
That is the relationship
你知道在中国关系很重要
You know, in China, relationship is very important.
我如果有故事的话，有时间我可以告诉很多故事。
I can tell you a lot of stories.
但是呢，知道吧，我要简单说。
But I want to say it clearly.
你跟上帝啊，在永恒里面很重要是什么？也是跟他的关系。
That is with God in eternity depends on your relationship with Him.
你如果在这个世界上没有跟他的关系很好的话，你将来在永恒的时间是非常的 miserable
If you don't have a good relationship with him So in the eternity Your life will be miserable
因为你每天都在看他
Because every day you will see him
这个不是一年两年是 eternity
It's not one year, two year But eternally
所以呢我们如果是爱神的话那个是非常的高兴的
So if we love God, that is a wonderful and happy place for us.
我就跳过去啊，因为我们祷告是很重要。但是呢，我相信你们知道祷告，而且我相信你们教会是一个祷告的教会。
I believe your church is a church of prayer.
接着爱跟顺服。
So now we will say through the power of love and obedience.
我就跳过去哈、啊。耶稣说，如果你爱我的话，你们就要遵守我的。
You can read this scripture.
请问你们，你们大家这里说，你们爱不爱神
？So I like to ask you, do you love God?
你可不可以举手
？Can you raise your hand?
感谢神。但是我怎么知道你爱神
？But how do I know that you love God?
圣经说，如果你爱我的话，就会遵守我的话。
Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching.
爱是一个很大的能力。
Love is a very strong is a very strong power.
我当我爱上我太太的时候
，When I fell in love with my wife，
我是从东边，她是从西边。
I'm from the east of America and she lives in the west.
And then 我们在 Wheaton College 有聚会，就在他们那边碰面。
So we met in the Wheaton College, that's in the middle of America.
对我来讲是一见钟情。
So I fell in love at the first sight.
那以后呢，我就念神学。
So after that, I went to seminary.
那我在神学是在 Columbia, South Carolina, 牧师也在那边念过。
So I studied in South Carolina.
那我就有机会在金巴伦那边教会有实习。
So I have to be an intern in the Church of Cumberland.
在夏天的时候，所以我看这个册子，三个男的，大的男孩子，就是在学校神学院去开三天三夜不停，一直开从考文比亚到台湾三千里路，一直开到 San Francisco。
So three young men together, they took 3 days and three nights and non-stop they drove from South Carolina to San Francisco.
我现在在想的话，我现在会不会这样做？大概不会吧。
So I tried to think again, would I do it again? I won't do it.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那个时候有爱。
At that time, I have love.
我回去的时候开五天五夜。
So when we went back, we took 5 days and five nights.
因为呢 I left my heart in San Francisco.
Because I, 我把心留在三藩市了。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们可以承受到神的挑战吗？
Can you accept the challenge from God?
如果你爱神的话，你知道圣灵的话在你当中，而且知道这个复活的主，你会有这个胆量，有这个动力，让你做喜爱喜欢主的事。
When you have Jesus Christ in your heart and the Holy Spirit, you will have the power to do what is pleasing to God.
最后
，and lastly，
接着顺服。的能力
through the transforming power of obedience.
主耶稣说
Jesus said,
如果你们爱我就要遵守我的命令。
If you love me, you will obey my commandments.
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers, sisters,
如果你小事情大事情都遵守的话你这个人里面有很大的动力。
If you obey the Lord in great things and small things, you will have great power.
你可以虽然有困难，你可以有那个动力，让你可以冲破那个困难。
So although there is trouble, you will have the momentum to go get through it.
你看这个火车，这么大的火车。
Look at this train.
当这个火车停的时候，你可以用一寸厚的木头放在火车的前面的那个轮子，那个火车就不能动。
So when the train is stopped, you can place a 1-inch piece of wood to make it stay there.
但是呢，当火车在跑的时候，一百里公里的时候，一个小时，你可以把60厚的墙放在这个火车的前面，它可以冲过去的。
But the train can go through this 6-foot wall because it's running like on 100 mile per hour.
为什么不同的地方是什么
What's the difference?
有动力
That is the momentum.
当一个人经常顺服主他有那个动力神可以使用他
So when a person always obey God he will have the momentum.
我们可以信而顺服这个人的生活不但有喜乐而且呢有动力的生活
So if a person who believes and also obey, he will have a life of momentum.
我就结束了。主耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁。
So in closing, I say, remind again, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled.
你信我，也信神，也要信。
You believe in the Father, you should also believe in me.
我们要接着，我们要为着神的国度，为他的荣耀做更大的事。
For God's glory and also His kingdom, we will do more things.
接着复活的主
through the living Christ.
接着大能的圣灵
and also the power of the Holy Spirit.
接着相信他
and also through believing.
接着祷告
through prayer.
接着爱他
through love.
顺服他
and obedience.
让我们的生命有动力的人生
So our life is full of momentum.
当我看到这个 Coca-Cola 那个商标的时候
When I see the Coca-Cola sign
我就记得主耶稣的话
Again I remember the word of Christ
你们不要怕
Be not afraid
大卫你不要怕
He said David don't be afraid
信我的人我所做的我实实在在告诉你信我的人我所做的你们要做并且要做
Those who believe in me, what I do, you will also do, and do even greater things.
但愿神的圣灵厚厚的充满你们，让我们不是有更多的圣灵，而圣灵有更多的我们。
That is like ask the Holy Spirit to fill fully here, not to have more of yourself, but more of the Holy Spirit.
It's not that we have more of the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit have more of us. 让我们不是只是用更多的圣灵，而圣灵更用我们，更多的我们。
Amen.
So that not only that we use the Holy Spirit, more of the Holy Spirit, but that let the Holy Spirit use more of us, so that we totally dedicate ourselves and surrender ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him use each one of us and our church in the days to come. And God bless each one of us.
让我们传染把我们自己交托给主，让神在我们的身上做更大的事。
Attempt great thing and expect great thing from God.
我们能够尝试更大的事，也为神做更大的事。
谢谢各位。
Thank you.